T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lee Sterling, the football handicapper of Paramount Sports, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hey, Lee, how you doing? Lee? Lee Wunts? Lee's not there. Try Lee again. See if see if we can get him back on the line.
Oh. I don't know.
Yeah. Just a couple of games we kind of want to take a look at. Some big games in the Big Ten. Badgers are off this weekend. You got Michigan and Purdue, Penn State and Iowa. Obviously, we want to pay attention to what the Detroit Lions are doing because Detroit now atop the division, and then obviously the Green Bay Packers and Bengals, and kind of get some of the handicapping there if we possibly can. So we'll talk with Lee Sterling coming up here in just a minute. I'll take this opportunity also to tell you about our fine sponsor over at Neumel Medical Center. Give them a call, 414-455-4451. Treating guys with ED all over the state and beyond the borders. They have a location in Green Bay, Milwaukee, down in Chicago as well, for those of you listening to us south of the border on the network. And you can chime in at any one of those locations via 414-455-4451, whether it's ED, low-T treatments, or the all-in-one weight loss program. Again, it's Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. I think we have Lee back on the line. Lee, how you doing?
I'm okay. We're still trying to recover from the hurricane here, so
yeah.
Hasn't been easy.
Some games I really wanted to get into in a few minutes here, but obviously with the Badgers being off this week, some Big Ten games of interest. You have Michigan on the road at Purdue, giving away 10, and for those that are handicapping this particular ball game, Michigan, a lot of people say you need results this year, which I don't quite understand because Harbaugh has only been there a short period of time, but they want results. They want to run the table. They want to beat Ohio State and get onto a national title.
Well, a guy of his pedigree should do better than settling for 5 field goals. So he's an offensive coach. I think people expect it. They should be able to against a Purdue team that is much improved under Jeff Brohm, especially the offense. And the defense is playing harder. But, I mean, there's a huge talent difference between these two teams. So I expect them to iron out those red zone deficiencies here. Purdue's up-tempo offense could hurt them because when you have all these different extra possessions, it leads to the better team usually winning by a wider margin here. So I expect David Blau to probably throw a few interceptions and maybe cough up a fumble here. Michigan 41, Purdue 23.
Penn State giving away 12 to Iowa. And Penn State's a team not a lot of people are talking about, although they're ranked highly. They finally got the entire recruiting class. All those sanctions have been lifted. Yeah. And they're very quietly building themselves back to a prominent program.
The way you win in college football is with a star quarterback, a good defensive line, and a few stars that can break a tackle, running the ball, or catching a pass and going the distance. And Penn State has those guys. Iowa has trouble with mobile quarterbacks, and Trace McSorley fits that bill. Last year, Iowa lost to the 3 mobile quarterbacks they faced at Minnesota, Penn State, and Nebraska. They lost 41-14 to Penn State last year, and not much has changed. And Saquon Barkley, 167 yards in that game last year on 3 big-time touchdown runs. He'll do it again. Iowa right now, they can hang in the trenches, but they just don't have the skill players. Penn State 35, Iowa 20.
Looking to the NFL, the team that we're paying attention to now, the Detroit Lions, and we're going to find out how good they are because the Packers just got shellacked by Atlanta. Atlanta giving away 3, taking on the Lions. So give us your thoughts on that particular matchup.
Well, I think that they have a chance here in this game because if you can smash Atlanta in the face and play ball control, and they control the ball for 34, 35 minutes of the 60-minute game, they've got a chance. Detroit's done well when they're at home, 11-4 as a host of late. No Vic Beasley here for this Atlanta defense. So you look for Detroit to use the run to set up the pass here. I think the wrong team's favored. I have Detroit winning this game outright 30-24.
And then, obviously, the Packers here in our own backyard taking on Cincinnati. Cincinnati, a bad offensive line. The Packers are really banged up both offensively and defensively. How's this play out?
Well, going to just back to the last game that Green Bay played, I was very, very down on their preparation. If you're facing a team that you've lost to twice in the last year, especially in the NFC Championship game, you got to come up with some new wrinkles. I saw no new plays, and I chart every single play of every single game. I'm a former college quarterback. I saw none of that from Green Bay. Now they're having trouble on the offensive line, injuries, not getting the production they expected. I think they're going to have trouble against this Bengals team. They don't know what to expect with a new offensive coordinator and Bill Lazor stepping in. Now I expect him to give Joe Mixon the ball more. This guy is big-time dynamic here. I think Green Bay will escape 27-24, but Cincinnati gets the easy cover.
Great stuff, man. I appreciate it. And we're looking forward, hopefully, to a Packers win so they can finally move on and maybe get themselves a little bit healthy and get back to what they're supposed to be doing. But, Lee's great stuff. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks so much, Bill. Like I said, pleasure to be on your show. Like I said, if they want to check out the site, it's ParamountSports.com. I'm a former college quarterback, and you can see a lot of free pick videos and sign up for a free selection every week, ParamountSports.com.
Perfect. Appreciate it. There you go. Lee Sterling joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.